What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And y'all, we are back with another Monday Mini, and it's my journey, because, you know, we're taking little turns, and I'm like, let's see what's on the internet, and then I'm going to talk about it, whether I'm confused or excited or just really need more context, all of those things. And well, I hate to tell y'all, but you and my partner have created a monster, a very cozy monster. However, yes, I'm talking about me, because I have become a little obsessive. Annie, I may have stayed up to 3:30 last night playing a few games, making sure all of my creatures were okay.
Oh my. Oh my, oh my, oh my.
I have woken up every morning, done my coffee, and then jumped into my games, because a couple of them are in real time. So certain things are available only at certain times. So I'm trying to hit it all. That's a problem. I just want that to be said.
It's one reason I don't play them.
Perhaps others, but I still love it. And a shout out to the listeners who are sending some amazing recommendations and giving some amazing context and info. First of all, Helena, thank you for the follow-up on Delicious Emily. I knew it was a big thing. This world is huge, or so it seems from your information. And yes, and I'm going to tackle the storyline outside of my little phone game soon. I'm very excited to do it, but I am a little overwhelmed about the amount of stuff that Helena, you told me about. So, but I'm going to do it, because I'm involved now, I feel like.
Okay.
I'm involved with Emily and Patrick, who may or may not be in together in some of these things.
Okay.
And then also shout out to Jude. That list is amazing, like impressively amazing. My partner was really excited. He was like, oh, these are some good games. Yes, you have to do this. Mm-hmm. And I will be downloading several today. And we'll be looking at a Steam option soon. I am suddenly acquiring all of these different avenues because I'm starting to like it.
Yeah. Well, I told Jude, I purchased a Steam Deck.
Yeah.
On a whim, and I love it. It's really cool.
I didn't know what it was. I had no idea. In my head, it was a box. This is how little I know of things. And then I realized it's kind of similar to a Switch, and then the availabilities. And because we do have like Xbox subscription, there's a lot of crossover. So I'm like, okay.
Options.
Options. I'm gonna try these. So I'm very, very excited. And I'm going to talk about some of the specific games that Jude has recommended. And I'm really pumped to look at these as well. But it's been a couple of weeks since I did the dive, obviously headfirst, into cozy gaming. Specifically, right now I'm really into Animal Crossing. Only a few years behind. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Cozy Grove, which has become one of my favorites. I love ghost bears. Like, I don't know what else other than to tell you that it has ghost bears, and that's amazing.
Uh-huh.
And Coffee Talk, which I've talked to you about, Annie, specifically. I'm like, you need to try this, because it threw me off as to what it was. And as you suspected, Jude specifically, Stardew Valley was a bit too much for me. There's a lot of battling things in caves, apparently. My partner is really into it, like really into it. So when I'm sitting there playing Animal Crossing, he's sitting next to me on the PC with Stardew Valley. Apparently mm-hmm. that's quality time to him, and I'm okay with that. I like it too, but this is a whole, like another episode where we talk about love languages, which is kind of a myth and we'll break it down. But the idea of quality time and what that actually means to individuals.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that he thinks is quality time, that we're sitting together and able to look at each other's stuff and giggle about it, but then playing on our own.
Right.
But in the same room.
Yeah. It was, I got to see the setup. It looked very lovely. It looked like a very comfortable, cozy setup.
It was. And we'll talk about that a bit. But I think it's really kind of funny that there's so much to this conversation about like quality time, conversational friendships, buildups. What does this look like? And how this became from an individual play to millions of people who are viewing you. Or to you doing it with friends and being friend time or partner time. So that's a whole different conversation I want to look into because that's been like stewing in my head. I'm like, huh, this is a different avenue because I would have never put that as quality time, hang time. Mm. I always put that as individualized.
Oh, interesting. I think that might be a difference in the type of games you play.
But even with like The Last of Us, you wanting people to play it for you, you having people come over to play it with you, was a foreign concept. Even to the point that I'll fall asleep or leave the room because I don't
quite
understand
it. Yeah, but
for
the people that I'm with who love that, that
right,
is
right.
like thing.
Right.
And it is like, oh, please, can we do that? Like, can we plan,
right.
we hang
That's
out
what I mean.
It.
That's what I mean. I'm like you saying that, I know, but I'm like, this is new to me as being a thing. And like, I've heard it being a thing, but I'm like, huh, it really kind of has grown into a bigger thing. So this is a whole conversation for a different episode. So I really do want to come back to it because it's not just about necessarily gaming, but the way it has reached social media, socialization in general. And I think it's good to come back and look at because, again, our entertainment and sources of entertainment have changed vastly over the years. And I know it always has. It went from like hanging out on the street, biking with your friends, to going to malls, to maybe going on to Animal Crossing and hanging out on each other's islands virtually. What?
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Let's take a little deeper dive again. And a good question that I've seen across platforms is cozy gaming a gendered thing. And it does seem like marketing may be more geared toward women now. I will say now because, as we talked about previously, people consider cozy gaming may have come out in the 70s, the 80s, and that it's been around. We just never called it cozy gaming. It was just gaming or easy gaming or open world gaming. A lot of things that I still did not quite understand and just learning about today. And like I said, this the other big question to this, because we don't like anything gendered. I think all of us would just wish just move on to being as just as is. I think when we talk about women like being the first woman to do this or being the only Black woman to do this or the only Asian woman to do this and having to celebrate that as a niche instead of being celebrated as whatever you have done being good at, right? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the same thing with this. But, you know, that's the conversation is this being gendered a bad thing or is it just really more of a starting point? The article we mentioned last conversation around cozy gaming, they talked about the fact that though it does seem games like Animal Crossing and others may seem to be aimed toward women, it's not necessarily a bad thing. And that it actually has shown that, hey, oh, women actually want to play. People who are not typically geared, like men, people who, young boys, have always been geared at these advertisings in all marketing, has suddenly switched to being like, oh, okay, women like it too, and actually being considered gamers. And again, we talked about that last time, and how this is a good change, but still like, ugh, annoying change, I think. And also just as a reminder, not too much information on whether all of these numbers are accurate or any of these statistics are accurate. That article we were talking about earlier from thegameindustry.biz, they said, a recent study showed a marked genre preferences between genders. Cozy games were not featured, but the two genres in which women made up a majority was casual and mobile. And I know we talked about that because you know I love a mobile game. Among developers, there's a general agreement that while the cozy audience skews slightly towards women and girls, the genre's future demographic is unclear. For sure, plenty of men enjoy cozy games. Animal Crossing's New Horizons, players' gender split was about even. But online fan communities tend to be majority women. So we did have another recommendation from another listener about Animal Crossing Pocket Gaming. I don't know this, and I need to go back. And I was trying to read what this was and whether it connects to Animal Crossing. I am interested. I think Kelsey must have jumped in at the beginning because since then, no, Kelsey talked about Nintendo really trying to make it ugly and profit off of it and gatekeep a lot of things. So I'm not really sure if it's gotten better or worse because there was a lot of reviews like, hey, they changed it and I hate it. So, but I do want to look at it because that sounds interesting because I am, again, obsessed with it. And yeah, and that conversation that the cozy gaming isn't going anywhere. As in fact, you and I talked about the fact just before we started recording how, yes, cozy gaming kind of came around when we were more sheltering in place, quarantining. Again, it's been around before then. But since then, the popularity has grown so much so that it's grown its own genre or category. And yeah, I'm like, what qualifies cozy game? We already said the vibes and stuff, but there's other games that there's like storytelling that's not necessarily cozy, right? That's what we would say.
Yeah, yeah. I think
it's just a kind of thing he likes, if you can't tell by her face. Oh, you can't see her face.
Well, no, I just think a lot of the, I think it has to be kind of like the graphics are important, the music's important, and I think sort of the vibe of like, for most people, not for me apparently, but for most people, like a low-key vibe.
A low-key vibe. That's the, yes, it is. That's the low-key vibe, which is the one that makes you kind of panic a little bit, right?
Yes. Yeah,
that's interesting to me. So the like I said, it's not going anywhere. And the fact that the estimated worth for gaming industry is more than $320 billion, this should happen by 2026, so 3 years from now, with a chunk of that coming from casual gamers or social gamers. It seems like it's only going to get bigger. And I've seen more and more advertising, more and more going into this category. I think for a while, I don't know if Xbox doesn't have that category right now, but Switch absolutely has jumped in 120,000%. It looks like Netflix may have bought a company that is specific to cozy gaming, which is interesting to me. Big companies are trying to jump in on this. I don't know if they're going to be able to because part of the appeal is that indie aspect with the art and such. But that's a different conversation also. And then there's companies like Wholesome Games, which literally that's kind of the category. It's either cozy gaming or wholesome gaming. They kind of just jumped in head first. They've been around for a minute. They even tackle even bigger things, including talking about like whether or not mental health issues should be addressed, conversations about inclusivity. There's a lot that this is really big opportunity for. And I'm hoping that includes storytelling cozy games. I'm really digging the storytelling. And one of those that I was talking to you about all weekend, I think all week, Annie, is Coffee Talk, which actually is a pretty highly rated game and recommended by so many when I looked up cozy gaming. And it isn't what I expected. Have you looked at that at all, Annie?
I played it, yeah.
Okay, your thoughts?
I named my barista Disco Luke, so that was fun.
Yes. I'm so literal, yeah. I just name it my own name.
Oh, I like to mess with the names.
What's so funny is, like, you haven't finished it, right? It's only a couple of hours, I think 2 or 3 hours.
I finished it.
Oh, you did? So mm-hmm. It kind of fit in with the ending to it, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, at a certain point, I was like, yeah. Disco Luke is perfect for this.
Yeah. Really
and plus, this is a fan fiction popular trope where you work at the coffee shop and they come in and you're like, what?
Yeah. Really? I didn't know this.
Yes.
Well, and then my partner was like, this seems like fan fiction. This Annie
yes,
should love
coffee
this.
Shop AU. Yes. That's okay. What it's called.
I did not know this. Look at things I'm learning. I really liked it. And it wasn't, like I said, what expected, with deep conversations about immigration, acceptance, and the study of human behavior. There was a lot of things I was like, they're talking about condoms and how to, like, and love and dating and what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed that, though, for some reason. It made me giggle.
Yeah. Well, I've told you the story about Mass Effect 2, which is very much not a cozy game, but you do have to go and learn how to have sex with an alien species if that's what you want. You have to go to the doctor and ask. And it's really fun. I mean, it's cool. It's cool to do. I will say this made me realize I know nothing about coffee. They'd be like, make me an espresso. I'm like, okay.
Well, to be fair, just going coffee, coffee, coffee. And listeners, if you haven't played this, essentially you have a primary and two secondaries, and this makes a coffee. And the way you made an espresso was literally coffee, coffee, coffee. I was like, that's not. Okay, that's
well,
fine.
I did. I was even like, I think that must be what it is, because I know it's got a lot of caffeine in it. So it must be that, but I didn't know for sure.
Yeah, there was a lot of drinks. I'm like, what is this? And I actually had to ask, and my partner looked it up, and it just literally just comes from Coffee Talk. That's what it says. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. But I really, really enjoyed it. And it was a really entertaining and perfect bedtime read / play. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, yeah, this is nice. I felt really relaxed, and I want more. I want more. And Jude did give a couple of more recommendations I saw on the list. A Short Hike, which is supposed to be a short game. And then I think Story of Seasons, maybe storytelling. I'll look into it, but Jude, tell me if I'm wrong. And I find that very, very fascinating because I think of video games, once again, being bustling, constantly on the move, constantly looking, finding the next mission. This is why I don't like it. I'm like, if it's too complicated, I don't want to be on this anymore. And to have a game, literally Coffee Talk is, you listen to a story and maybe make 2 or 3 drinks in a chapter. That's it. And I really like this. And then there was another game that I looked up called Florence, and the graphics are gorgeous. I'm so excited. Apparently, I think the creators are from Australia, and apparently it's a puzzle game. So you go through, and it's a puzzle game about love, and it goes through this whole story about this couple. So once again, I'm really digging these games.
Yeah. I mean, they're very, very pretty. Yeah, there's lots of good storytelling happening. I love a game that kind of messes with gaming, so it's cool to see.
Yeah.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
There's a couple of other games like The Witchy Life, as well as Potion Making, I believe, which apparently has a conversation about mental health. Like, you have to brew different potions to help address specific needs of the villagers and the witches. And it could include elements like mental health elements and all of these things. I haven't played it, so I can't tell you exactly what it's about. But it does tackle a little bit about mental health within a gaming system, as well as talking about relaxation and taking a moment to look deeper. There's a lot of games. I know, Annie, I think you talked about a few that takes you through the process of grieving. Mm-hmm. And I find that fascinating. Again, we know it's bigger than what it is. I mean, maybe, I don't know, Last of Us is also about grieving.
Yes. Yes.
You would say this. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it works it out, but it takes you through grief.
Yeah. It's a real examination of it and how it can go wrong. Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're going to be ever like as skilled as any of them to kill our enemies, though.
No.
That's not realistic, so I'm just saying that.
But clearly, I can't make coffee either, so I'm screwed.
It's true. I do have to set up the coffee machine just perfect, just for you, with yes. specific instructions. I love mm-hmm. it. But yeah, like, and then we talked about some of these games, which I really, really do love, the fact that they are being very inclusive, realizing that the people who are gaming, once again, are not just cis white men, and that it opens up a whole different world of who they want to see in these games and who they want represented in these games and how. And mm-hmm. I know we've talked about that previously with your characters that you've talked about, Annie, as well as the games that you do love or find problematic. And some of these issues are absolutely to this level. But here we have an approach where it is comforting instead of challenge and necessarily fighting. I'd say that.
Depends, but yeah. Depends.
So there's apparently a game called It Gets Better Project, which helps affirm LGBTQ plus teens. And I'm interested in what that looks like. And it, as one of the articles from hopelab.org says, it is a mission to add diverse perspectives and voices because teens wanted a tool that was more accessible to more people. And I'm like, yeah, this is cool. This is absolutely, I think, such a perfect way and perfect medium to find these types of conversations being had. And I want that to be bigger. I am so excited about what that could be. And then in this middle of this conversation, Annie, as I've been giving Annie, like, do this for me. Do this with me. Tell me what you think. You sent me a small recommendation list. There's a few that I will look at. There's a few I probably won't look at. Mm-hmm. I am really interested in one of them, Gone Home.
Yes, Gone Home sounds like the one you were just talking about, because that is like, it's a coming out story, but you think it's a ghost story. So you're visiting home and your family isn't there, and you go through and try to figure out where they are. And through like reading journals or exploring, you discover the kind of this, your sister going through this coming out story and what happened. And it's really, it's just like an interesting, it's not long, it's not hard, but it was an interesting take on that. I will say, like, a lot of these I sent you, and I think you should just look them up, but I wouldn't play them. Because I just know they're not for you. But they are really cool. And the reason I sent them to you, I called them, like, not cozy, cozy games. Because I think they're similar in terms of, like, here's your puzzle aspect. Maybe there isn't an overarching story. Maybe there is. But they're just darker. Although, like, the first one I listed, Braid, is very beautifully animated, but it's also kind of a complicated puzzle game. So.
Okay. Do I have to shoot things?
You don't have to shoot things, but it's like, imagine like a scroller like Mario where the screen's always moving, but you have the power to reverse the screen. So your puzzle aspect is you have this ability to reverse. And then it has a really cool slash dark message at the end, but I like it.
Yeah,
I also, Oxenfree, I love. I've mentioned it before, Oxenfree. It's essentially like a game where you go to this island. It's like five of you high school teenagers, and the island has like this time travel frequency thing. And there are speech bubbles you can choose. So it'll be like, how do you feel about this person? There's five speech bubbles. I bet you can slow it down, but the reason I'm not sure you'd like it is because it's kind of, the speech bubbles go quickly, so you have to be like, but I love it. And every time you play it, it takes into account what you did in the last time because it's time travel.
Okay.
But yeah, it's pretty.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. I'll be in for that. I'll try that out. Wait, so where would I find that?
I played it on Steam, but I think you can play it in a couple places. If anybody wants my whole list that I sent, you can get it because it's quite a bit. I would also say Journey. Journey is very pretty. It came out in 2012. Right. It was made by women. I play it on PlayStation, but I think it's in other places too. But it's essentially a game where you just explore a really pretty landscape and sing. To communicate.
That's interesting. Okay, I'm down for that too. I want to try that.
Yes. Oh, yes. We love these recommendations. So much. Thanks for taking the time to do them, to make them, and send them to us. If you want any from us, let us know. you can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at @StuffWeNeverTold. You can also listen to us on YouTube if that is something that you would like to do. Yes, thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
Yes. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.